During a recent meeting at the White House, President Donald Trump hosted Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, marking the prince's first visit since the 2018 murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In a press interaction, Trump downplayed the incident, stating, "Things happen," and referred to Khashoggi as extremely controversial while asserting that the Crown Prince knew nothing about the murder. This dismissive stance drew criticism, particularly among families of 9/11 victims who have accused Saudi Arabia of complicity in the attacks. Trump also criticized the ABC News reporter who raised questions about Khashoggi, suggesting that her question was inappropriate in calling her network fake news. According to The Guardian, during the meeting, Trump praised bin Salman as a leader and announced that he would designate Saudi Arabia as a major non-NATO ally, a largely symbolic move aimed at enhancing defense and trade cooperation. Trump and bin Salman discussed substantial Saudi investments in the U.S., initially cited at $600 billion and later suggested by the Crown Prince to potentially reach $1 trillion. This economic collaboration includes plans for Saudi investments in America's AI industry and a budding civil nuclear power program in Saudi Arabia. The meeting also touched on the controversial sale of F-35 stealth fighter jets to Saudi Arabia, which raised alarms in Israel and among U.S. intelligence officials due to Saudi Arabia's ties with China. Furthermore, the two leaders explored the possibility of Saudi Arabia normalizing relations with Israel, contingent upon a commitment to a two-state solution regarding Palestine. The New York Times highlighted that bin Salman, who was once labeled a pariah following Khashoggi's murder, returned to Washington with significant geopolitical leverage, effectively resetting U.S.-Saudi relations on his own terms. While Trump expressed optimism about future cooperation, the complexities surrounding the Abraham Accords and the ongoing violence in Gaza add layers of difficulty to these negotiations. Trump's administration appears to be pursuing a similar strategy to the previous Biden administration, seeking a nuclear and security partnership with Riyadh in exchange for normalization with Israel. However, following recent escalations in the region, including a major attack by Hamas on Israel, the dynamics of this deal may have shifted dramatically. Critics have raised concerns regarding the implications of Trump's business interests in the Gulf amidst these diplomatic efforts, with Trump asserting that he has no involvement in his family business dealings and that they are separate from his presidential responsibilities. The meeting, infused with social theatrics and high-profile attendees, underscores the ongoing complexities of U.S.-Saudi relations, particularly in the context of human rights and accountability for past actions.